Now, if he was a good officer, they would learn his name. And they would say, Heckam Officer Clyde, or Officer, whatever it is, that's what they would call him. But if he was mean, they would call him a pig.
Okay. How about any other names they might have used?
Fuzz.
Yeah, like that. Anything else?
Hi.
All I heard was pig, fuzz, and Jason.
How about Blank and Robbers?
Mm-mm. They call them the Mob Squad.
Mob Squad? Okay.
That's what they call the detectives.
Okay. How about the firemen? Are there any slang names for them?
No, I never heard any.
How do you call them when you say there's the...
They would call the fire chief, and they would say they would call the rescue squad, and they would say here come the emergency unit, and there goes the fire chief engine.
Okay, and for all of them together, just what do you call them all?
They would say there go the fire engines.
Okay. And. All right, but the guys that work over there are called what?
Firemen.
All right, right. Okay, and if a person was arrested for drinking a little bit too much, and the police got them and took them to hold them overnight, where would they put them?
In a cell.
Okay, is there a name for that cell? Just when they just hold
them
overnight?
They call it the tank.
Okay, how about, the cell is usually in a what?
In a jail house.
Okay. Are there any slang names for jails?
Yes, but I doubt if I can remember. Some call it the free hotel.
The free hotel?
Then, let's see. They call it something else, but I can't remember.
Okay. If a person were serving, say, 20 days or something short, at a situation, have you ever heard anybody refer to that as being on vacation?
Yes, in the free house.
And
free hotel, I mean.
Does that go along with the free hotel thing?
Mm-hmm.
Having vacation at a free hotel?
Yeah, because most of them come out, they wouldn't say they was in jail, they'd been to Georgia or New York or something like
that. Oh, I see. How about if it was just doing a day or two?
They would keep them in jail.
What would a person say if they wanted to try to cover over that?
Oh, I had to go out of town, actually.
Took a day off?
Mm-hmm. And I got a flat tire on the highway or something.
Okay. Is that common?
Mm-hmm.
Is that common for someone to say something like that?
Just a few say it. The rest of them say, I've been where the birds don't fly.
Okay.
I have been
all right. All right, what might a policeman carry on his body for protection, What's he carry?
A gun.
Okay, what else?
He would carry we call it a nightstick.
Right. What's another name for a gun?
A pistol.
Any, when you talk about pistols or guns, are there any slang names for those that you're familiar with?
Rods.
Anything else?
That's all I know.
Okay. Not so much here. We were talking about storms earlier, hurricanes and tornadoes. Not so much here, but sometimes up north, it'll rain, come down wet, and then once it hits the ground, it freezes. What kind of a storm would you call that?
A snowstorm?
All right, it wouldn't be snow, it'd just be water. It comes down, but it gets, it's clear and it's glazed. Have you ever seen it? Have you ever traveled north much?
I have been up there, but it's mostly in the summer.
Okay. Okay, now we're going to get into some of the down-to-earth questions here, I guess. What would you call a cheap hotel that caters to derelicts? People that just live on the street.
What kind of house that we call it?